All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Maurice Jager with us. He is one of Europe's top headshot and branded businesses photographers and co-founder of Screw the Metadata, where he helps photographers all around the globe to help them create an authentic online presence for them and their clients. So welcome to the show, man.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, man. Grateful to have you here. Let's jump right into the first one. The first one I have for you is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
Oh, wow. We're going into the deep end immediately, right?
Yes.
So I guess growing up, I was an athlete. I was in sports. And at some point, I didn't watch the traffic crossing the roads very much, and I got hit by a car, and that was pretty much the end of my career. And I really had to figure out from early on what would how to be a little bit more agile about my career. And the lesson that I learned is to always adapt to whatever life throws at you and make sure that you have multiple eggs in a basket.
And what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
I think entrepreneurs who I service should leverage image content way more than they're doing today. I think entrepreneurs are the most, they have the most interesting job in the world. They're doing all these things, little or small, changing the world. And I think their tribe and the people that they serve should know more about that. And that's what I do with my photography.
And what is your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily industry specific.
I'd say that paying attention to what's happening around you and adapt. There's so many different things going on, and there's so many different platforms and opportunities that arise on the horizon. And I think paying attention to what's going on and making a move there, and then just by trialing an error and giving it a shot and see if it works. I think some people have been very successful doing that, and I'm one of them.
And if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
I'd say pay more attention in school. I'm a very practical individual, so I really what I learn, I need to put into practice at best today. And I think sometimes people need to be more patient. I think business comes over time, and I saw some people around me stop doing what they were doing with their business because it just wasn't going fast enough. And I think that's a shame.
And in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
I love what I'm doing, and I like doing it as much as I can. But at some point, you just go a little too far. So for me, that's finding a way to balance my private life and my business life. And even as a single entrepreneur, that's sometimes difficult because I am my business. But finding a nice way to balance them both is what I think is the key to happiness.
And what is the best book that you've read, and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
I'm actually reading a book right now. It's called Decoded by Phil Barden, The Science Behind We Buy. And that goes into stuff like colors and packaging and placement and all the neuromarketing things that go way back in the day that I never thought about. And I use that in my images with my color use and my toning and placement in the shots and all that stuff. So I'm always trying to find something from another industry and adapt it to what I'm doing to stay ahead of the herd.
And what is your favorite quote and why?
I don't know who it's from, but there's this quote if I never done it, so I must be good at it. And that's usually where I live by. If I jump into something feet first in the deep end, never done it before, then there's no reason not to do it because I'm probably be good at it because I never failed at it before.
Yeah, dude, I like that. That's awesome. Well, listen, man, thank you so much for coming on. The last one I have for you before we let you go is, where is the best place for people to find you online?
I predominantly focus on my Instagram, which is Maurice_Jager. LinkedIn is perfect, and my website is at www.mauricejager.com.
Perfect, brother. Thanks again for jumping on.
Thanks so much for having me, and all the best with the podcast.